Jacob's factory workers battling greedy bosses. Workers at Jacob's Bakery in Aintree, Liverpool, are in the midst of all-out strike action. GMB branch secretary at the site, Tim Collins, said, "We have taken strike action for 10 weeks now, with this being the third week of all-out action. Ultimately, we are fighting for a fair pay claim. Workers put themselves on the line to keep the company going during the pandemic. Yet, despite the cost of living crisis, Jacobs is expecting them to get by with a payoff for significantly below inflation, a real terms pay cut. At the same time, the company is making millions in profits." Pickets told us there has been at least one collision between a car crossing the picket line and a striking worker. The striker sustained injuries. The incident was reported in the Liverpool Echo newspaper, though only with a measly 66-word report hidden away on page 7, not on the front page, where it should have been. Pickets were quick to point out that had roles been reversed, with a striking worker behind the wheel, it would not have been surprising to see the national media, let alone the Liverpool Echo, report the incident with more prominence. Tim pointed out that he and his fellow pickets are struggling. Yet, when approached by a children's charity looking for donations to help buy Christmas presents for vulnerable kids, every picket put their hands in their almost empty pockets to help. Quite a contrast to the greedy bosses at Jacobs. The weather is cold, times are tough, but the mood is high on the picket line. All visitors to the picket are asked to bring firewood to help fight the cold. Alex Smith, Henry Saville, Charlie Jarvis and Dan Ritchie, Liverpool Socialist Party and Socialist Students members,